St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, today's great saint, whose given name was Edith Stein, born in Germany in the late 1890s in a very devout Jewish family. I think she was one of 11 children. Her father died when she was about 2 years old. In her teenage years, she decided God wasn't real and left the practice of the faith and began this pursuit of truth as she studied philosophy, which the word means the love of wisdom. Just as outside the Christian order, the philosophical pursuit tries to make order of things, the nature of knowledge and reason and life and purpose. And so she had devoted her life to that, studied under one of the most famous philosophers of the early 1900s, and became very accomplished in that work. 1920 or so, 1921 maybe, she was at a summer vacation with some friends and came across a book of St. Teresa of Avila. Spent the whole night reading the story of this great Carmelite saint. And the next morning, she said, "This is truth." She came across, or she gathered a Catholic catechism at a time and began to read the catechism. And so her pursuit of truth, philosophically, natural truth, was bringing her to the truth, Jesus Christ, in the Catholic Church. And another event of her life that really moved her heart was one day, just in the streets, she saw someone going into the Catholic Church in the middle of the day with shopping bags in hand, knelt down and prayed and did something. She had never seen that before. She said, for the Jews and the Protestants, you go to the church for the service. You don't ever just go to the church in the middle of the day. So it opened up her the perspective, the possibility that there's maybe something more to this faith, that maybe this thing is a person with whom you can have a conversation, with whom you can have a dialogue. She became Catholic that next year, New Year's Day of 1922, I believe it was. Still as an accomplished philosopher, a great educator, desire to teach, but because she was a woman, she wasn't allowed to have a teaching position. But she began to write, and she worked in hospitals, and was just a very amazing woman. And so I think, especially for the ladies and for those of you who are raising daughters, she would be a great mentor for you. In our day where there's so much confusion, hopefully not in here, but out there, confusion about what is a woman and the nature of the sexes, St. Edith Stein, St. Teresa Benedict of the Cross, is a great model for us on what the truth is about these things. And she finally was able to get a professorship in a big university in 1932. But as the Nazi occupation was beginning, she left, and in 1933 entered the Carmel, became a Carmelite, disguised Carmelite nun. And about this being like children, here's this one of the most accomplished female, you know, professors, philosophers. And one of the first things they asked her as she entered the Carmel was, "Do you know how to sew?" Talking about humility. But she was devoted to St. John of the Cross and St. Teresa of Avila, these two great saints who embodied the theology of the cross. So she began, that began her to become the main point of her pursuit of knowledge and of truth. And eventually, they had to flee Germany because the Nazis were exterminating, were killing all of the Jewish converts. So she went to the Netherlands, her and her sister, who also had converted to Catholicism. But because the bishops in the Netherlands wrote a letter against the Nazis came and cleared out all of the convents and brought them to Auschwitz. And so in 1942, on this day in 1942, she and her sister and hundreds and thousands of others were killed for the faith. And so we look to her as a great model, a great intercessor. For those of you of parents, who have children who have strayed away from the faith, pray St. Teresa Benedicta. She too had left the faith, but her pursuit of truth brought her back to the fullness of truth. And one of the things she said was, whether we realize it or not, anyone who pursues truth is pursuing God. You know, it's a desire we all have within us to want to know God, to love God, to serve God. Through the intercession of St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, may that be true for each one of us. Amen.